WMFO in Medford, 10:03 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Played a set right there. Let me do the polite thing, and I'll tell you what I played. New Noise from Mammoth WVH. Eddie Van Halen's son, you know, Wolfgang Van Halen. He's got a second record coming out, and that was an advanced single from that one called Like a Pastime. I just love his stuff. Beck was after that from 2004's Midnight Vultures CD. That was Mixed Business. We came in when that was playing, and, you know, right away you had to start to, you know, just move because I love Beck. Eddie and the Hot Rods were next from 2012's Do Anything You Want to Do, The Best Of. That was that title track from that collection there. And the little bit of power pop that I found a couple years ago called the GOA Express or the Goa Express. I kind of doubt that you pronounce it, but I did anyway. It's called Second Time. I really love that kind of power pop. All right, so I've got some smiling folks here across the table. They're members of Girl with a Hawk. I have Daniel, who plays guitar and sings Vox.
Hello.
Vox. Background Vox. Vox, right?
Vox.
Not Vox.
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
For the uninitiated, I don't
Absolutely.
Know. Yeah. And Richard Lamphere, boy, you do everything. Your guitar, your keyboards, you do background vox. Hi, Richard.
Hey.
Here he is. And Miss Linda Vienz, principal songwriter, I guess I can say, guitar player, lead vocals. Yeah. All right.
Morning,
so,
everybody.
Morning, everybody. All right. So nice to have you guys here again.
So wonderful
nice to be
here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, I just have to add producing hat to Richard Lamphere because he's our master.
You do that?
Master producer.
You do that too?
Yes. And engineer as well.
And he gets many accolades for it as well.
All right. Well, more accolades to you.
I love accolades.
We have plenty of them. So the real reason that you guys are here, but we're going to do this last, is you've got a brand new single, and we're going to play it for the first time ever on Boston Radio today.
Yes.
I'm very excited. So we'll talk all about that. You know, but I also had asked you when you came in, you know, how we might want to structure this time. And we would love it if people would call in and say hi, so we can sort of bring the audience into the experience. So our phone number here, I know that, you know, phones and radio stations when I was, you know, back in the day, I mean, that's how we interacted. I mean, think about what Charles Lacordaire did on WBCN, how he integrated phones and brought the audience in. Let's do that.
Yes, so, guys, call in.
Yeah,
ask us anything you want.
855-915-9636. Again, 855-915-9636. Please call in. Nobody's going to bite you.
Or just to say hi.
Yeah, just to say hi. Yeah, please do that. So if we're in the middle of talking or a song or something, when you call, I'll put you on hold, and then we'll bring you on. But please do it, 855-915-9636. All right, so I'll introduce you guys again. You know, you guys gave me some songs that you love that we're going to play. And I think the first one, I actually got two from Daniel.
Yes.
You know, and it's pretty exciting. It's from the Neats and the Daylilies. They're both local.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, songs you love. So the Neats, what a great historical Boston band.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys. I used to see them all the time, and they're fantastic. And I love the album that this song's from, and I just love the song. So I'm excited for people to hear.
It's called
Again.
Two-page letter.
Yeah. Yep.
And what about the record there? You said you loved the record, the album.
Yeah, Blues and Blue is just a great record from start to finish. One of their best ones, I think, anyway.
Mm. How many did they have?
Ooh.
Whole bunch?
Three or four, I think, and an EP or two.
My database is lying to me because it's giving me a date of 2019. It's not 2019.
I hope not.
For that record. I mean, I can't time travel, can you? So I don't know.
Not anymore.
So that was back, oh, really? Let's talk about, no. Okay. So that was the 1980-somethings, I would imagine?
Yeah, early 80s.
Yeah.
And early to mid-80s, I think.
Yep. And one of the members of that band was in, you know, something with Linda during the pandemic. Yeah, Eric.
Yes, Eric Martin, one of the finest singers in the world,
yeah.
I would say.
Let's talk about Eric Martin.
Oh,
okay.
God.
I mean, the voice.
The voice.
You know, and you can see him today with Martin Friedel.
Martin Morell and Friedel.
Yeah.
Martin,
yeah.
Or Martin.
Yep, I've seen him a couple times at Middle East, not Middle East.
Midway.
Blows me away.
Phenomenal players and just beautiful musicianship. Get out to see them anytime, anywhere they play, but they do have a residency at the Midway. I think it's the second Saturday of every month. I can't remember. I think it used to be the first, but definitely do not miss them.
No.
MMF, Martin Morell, and Fredette. And Eric is just one of those, you know, just classic singers.
They always do something wonderful. It's a matinee show.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like from 3 to 6 or something.
Exactly.
And it's the best way to go see them. Real pros. So not to put you on the spot, but I will. Yep. Who else was in that? Who else was in that band with Eric?
See, Phil Caruso played guitar, sang background vocals. Terry Hanley, and then they had first bass player, I think, and keyboard player was Jerry Chanel, and then they had Dave Lee after Jerry. So
awesome.
They were just a fantastic band and incredible live band,
like the phalanx of girls that would be right up
front, tossing
their hair and like literally dancing wildly, and it still happens.
Phalanx,
like a row, you know, like a
phalanx.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I probably used it out of context, but a solid row of just reveling in the freedom that rock and roll brought into your heart, you know, when you were experiencing it. And obviously it was when, you know, we were a lot younger, but also there were less distractions. So you got your kicks, you know, you went out to get your kicks and you stood in front of rock and roll bands and like danced your ass off. And still when I go to one of those Midway shows, you know, certain friends like Cheryl Lovett, who's like the best dancer in the world.
And Linnea.
Yeah. Any friend, that's still out and still dance. We'll just start dancing. Can't help it, even if there's only like two of us doing it. So, yeah, great live band.
All right. Thank you, guys, for talking about the Neats. I can't wait to play that. And the Daylilies, they're a much newer band here in Boston. You know, let's talk a little bit about the Daylilies.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. All I know is that this is a fantastic song.
Yeah.
And
Ode
I just can't get it. Yeah, Ode to TV. I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just love this song. Take it, Richard.
They are our label mates on Red and Red Records.
Yes,
so that's important to point out.
Yeah, I have not seen them a lot, but what I have seen, first of all, Ad Frank is one of my favorite.
I met him last summer. What a nice guy.
Oh, such a good guy, such a fashion icon, and a fantastic songwriter. I've seen him do everything from, you know, just play piano, just do completely solo, to this latest incarnation, which I think is just, they're just a beautiful...
Call in, Ad Frank, if you're listening.
Yes, and mm-hmm. They have a gorgeous, gorgeous... woman in the band who also sings and is a multi-instrumentalist.
She is the singer.
And I do not remember her name, I'm so sad to say. Mm-hmm. But the whole band is tight as hell and great.
Yep. I'll remind everybody that's listening, we're talking to Girl with a Hawk, we're talking to Daniel and Richard and Linda, and we would love to have you call in while we're playing their favorite songs that we're talking about. 855-915-9636. Don't be afraid of us. We'd love to talk to you. So, thank you guys, for talking more about those bands that we're going to play. I want to start by playing the Neats and Two Page Letter from Blue and Blue to give everybody an idea of what a great band these guys were. All right, we'll be back after this. After that, we'll play the Daylilies and Ode to TV, which I love as well. This is WMFO in Medford. WMFO, 10:18 in the morning. Those were two great songs, you guys. We heard The Neats with Two-Page Letter from the Blues and Blue record. And while we were playing that, Dano just looked over to me and goes, you got to listen to the rest of that record. And I will. I've played little bits from it, but I don't know the whole record, but I'm going to. Again, The Neats and Two-Page Letter. And then we heard The Daylilies from their 2022 release called From America. That was Ode to TV. I'm going to have that in my head for a while. That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Great chorus.
That's a great song. Congratulations to them. All right. So we do have a caller.
Yeah.
And his name is Todd.
Woo!
And when I answered the phone, I said, are you calling to talk to a girl with a hawk? He said, oh, my God. Yes, I am. Good morning, Todd. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're really good.
Good morning,
thank you,
Todd.
Thank you for calling.
Good. Hey.
So tell everybody.
Thank you for having our favorite band on your show.
It's kind
Todd,
of
Todd. You're too much.
It's kind of my pleasure.
I told Linda via I think an Instagram post or something that I would be listening, and I wanted to prove that I'm a man of my word.
Thank you, Todd. You are not just a man of your word. You're a fantastic musician, a legend, an incredible dad and a friend to all of us. And the way you support local music and lift everybody up is just a beautiful thing. We really appreciate you.
So Todd, I was going to say, I know that you're part of the Boston music scene as well. Why don't you, you know, give yourself a little pat on the back. Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I refuse to do that.
I doubt that very much.
Stop.
We're going to have to do
faith,
it.
Shake the faith, my friend.
Shake the faith.
This is Girl with a Hawk show.
No, but if it were your show, Tom, what would you say?
Well, I had the pleasure of being on with Skybar last week, and I just said that it is a miracle to have experienced Boston, you know, in the 80s and 90s, and now the scene that's happening now, it's sort of rejuvenating, you know, live punk rock mm-hmm. and small shows and people going out again to really dig live rock and roll. And I would say, you know, to heck with the haters. You know, rock and roll is alive and well. And
yeah.
The shows that you guys are doing and playing, and the music that's being, you know, promoted and circulated and spread about online, and that's what's important to me, and that's what I'm really honored to be a part of. So it's not about me. You know, I had a great run, and I have a wonderful friendship with the guys in Shake the Faith. You know, that band is still a band. It still will carry on in some fashion. Maybe even record. And if Jesse Mayer could stop being so Boston famous and get a in his calendar, you know, I own a recording studio and would love to record some new material. You know, Casey Lindstrom is always riffing and writing, and we actually jammed some ideas at the rehearsal. For our reunion in 2021, and you know, who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. We just leave that conversation wide open. But I would say that you know, Girl with a Hawk and all the work that Red on Red and Rumbar Records and all the independent bands that are in that scene and doing what we do, you know, I would say, you know what, guys, it feels like 1983 all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, Porch Fest? Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want to do that?
I know. It's such a fun time. So talk a little bit, just about your current band,
because
we want to know about that too. Tell us about Holy Smoke.
So, interesting story, and you know, I got to say that Linda directly impacted a lot of what happened with Holy Smoke, and she has no idea of this story and what happened.
She looks confused.
No, I'm honored.
She's
confused because we've never had a chance to talk about it, right? So, during the pandemic, as you just mentioned, there were all these blossoming little projects, and these little side things and people getting together and recording long distance and just doing whatever we could, right? Just literally just kind of making do and so on and so forth. So I got diagnosed with cancer. That was my pandemic experience. And so watching you guys work and watching you guys, you know, come up with ideas and figure out how to work together and figure out how to just do what you do was super inspiring. It was really kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel thing for me. And when we came out of that tunnel, miraculously, Casey and Jesse and from Shake the Faith did have, you know, some time in their calendar. I had a whole bunch of tracks that were partially done. Holy Smoke had evolved in some form of membership, you know, revolving members for several years. The guitarist and I had been together since day one in 2016. And there were all these tracks just laying around. And it was the catalyst, you guys doing what you did, and all of that work that came out of the pandemic, and then getting out there and starting to do shows again was literally the thing that kept me focused, and it got me on track. And then famously, you know, Jay Potts from Cobalt 60 and Skin blows into my life right at that time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tragically passes away after just crushing six new drum tracks for us. And this is some of the new material that's coming out soon. So, Linda, you guys are inspirational in just what I like to say is, you know, keep on keeping on, which was the single that I released it for Jay's benefit last December that he played on,
yep.
You know, and just not being afraid of, you know, how, you know, aging, you know, yep. And not calling age, you know, not taking age into consideration. And I know we can't swear on the radio, but you know, I like to say F age. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
And you know, Linda, I get it. This is what I'm going to say to you. It's like, I showed up at the Shake the Faith, you know, Shake the Faith reunion that you were at, and just seeing your face in that glorious cacophony of celebration of life and rock and roll. It's stuck in my brain, right? It you are an inspiration. So to me, you know, to even just be on the phone and having this conversation and having the moment of kindness between us, you know, means the world to me. And that's really what I wanted to say about it all.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That is such beyond me, which my heart is so warmed and honored by your immense generosity, but beyond that, what you said is so iconically important that in every generation, whether it was the minstrels, I'm sure, in medieval towns or whatever, roaming about, like, you are who you are. And if you're
right,
it's not about fame or glory. If you're the guy that wants to sculpt things out of granite, if you're the person that wants to play on your ukulele or your rock guitar, or you are who you are, and it doesn't matter how well we if you do what you love. And the fact that I had anything to do with that messaging for you, because watching you on stage at that Shake the Faith reunion was a similar experience for me. Was like, are you effing kidding me? This man has more energy than a 16-year-old. So, you know, you guys just brought it so hard. And of course, Jesse's become a dear friend. And the fact that you guys are both cancer survivors, I think, is unbelievably powerful that you made it through that, thank the gods, and then have just made it through so many things and are here to tell us and show us how it's done. So thank you.
Well, this is the celebration I'm talking about. And there seems to be this, and I think you and I really connect on this, and the folks in your band who, unfortunately, guys, I don't know you guys very well, and I can't wait to, you know, experience that and get to know you better. Because I really love what you're about and what you're into. And one of the things that's a thread in all your music and your posts and your image and everything is kindness, right? Mm. And I just feel like it's so lacking, you know, in sort of general society anymore. There's this, you know, pervasive division and sort of, you know, what we're experiencing in the media right now is really troubling. And then to find pockets of kindness and pockets of mutual respect and the support that happens in this network of musicians that we're in. You said, like, I love your word, minstrels. You know, I feel like that's kind of where we are, where we just literally are almost singing and playing, you know, to and for each other. And that was why we, you know, chose a cover song to do, is we really wanted to honor, you know, our friends and compatriots in the Cars. And it's why I'm doing what I'm doing at this point in my life. And so I jokingly said to Linda a couple months ago, I said, you know, it's a mutual admiration society. And, you know, I'm not kidding you guys. I am forming that band. So that band name is now taken. And it will be a collection of all of our friends doing, you know, paying tribute to our favorite. Maybe we'll cover a Neats song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or Shake the Face song.
You know, everything's on the table, because that's how I feel about this stuff. And, you know, just really wanted to give you guys thanks and props for doing what you're doing and doing it so well. And, you know, someday the stars will align and we'll get to play a show together. I really do believe that. But, you know, I'll leave you with, you know, Holy Smoke has a great lineup. Our new drummer is fantastic. We played our first show, really honest, you know, show. Not, I mean, Jay's benefit was just a, that was.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was heavy. That was just so heavy and just, it just, well, I didn't even look at that as like a performance or a show. That was like an experience.
Makes sense.
But the band is together and exciting, and we're having fun, and, you know, we can't wait to connect. But I'm just, again, I was really just calling in to talk about you guys and congratulate on the new single and all the work you're doing, and, you know, keep on keeping on. I love you.
Love you, Todd. Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Todd.
And we cannot wait to play with you guys. It's just going to be an epic moment.
You know, I have one question for you. Lisa and I want to know who Dan's stylist is.
Dan?
Maybe his wife.
Mike.
The coolest rock and roll pictures, you know, on the internet right now.
Dan,
look at his face.
Thank you.
Dan.
Thank you. I am my own stylist. My wife helps me.
He has innate style, man.
He puts us all to shame.
It is beautiful. And my wife Lisa is a huge fan of your whole vibe, and eventually we'll share a surprise that she has for you. So.
Wonderful. Okay.
Wow. Todd,
like, thank you so much.
Blown us up so hard.
All right, you guys play some rock and roll. Shut me up and play some rock and roll.
Have
all right.
The best day. Right. Best
thank you so
day.
Much
Love
for
you.
Calling. We'll be in touch, Todd. See ya.
See you, Todd.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Todd Erickson. What a wonderful call.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he brought up some stuff that we're all thinking about, but we don't say. I'm glad he said it. You know, there are weird times that we're living in right now, and kindness is all about Linda. I mean, it's so you guys preach that, and I'm glad that he mentioned that was Todd Erickson from Holy Smoke. All right, it's 10:31. Here at WMFO, and here with Girl with a Hawk. We're here with the very stylish Daniel and Richard and Linda.
Dressed for radio.
Yeah, right. Hope you're all enjoying what you're seeing. I mean, not seeing, I should say. So we were talking about songs that these guys love, and the next one up is Linda, and you picked a song from the great artist Mink DeVille.
Yes.
A song called She's So Tough.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about that one before I spin it.
Well, that song from an album called Cabretta that came out in 1977, I had gotten a job. I had come to Boston to go to Mass College of Art, and I had gotten a job at the In Square Men's Bar. And that song was on the jukebox. And so this is probably 79 or something. And it just, the sound, his sound, the lyric, the I don't know, it just sounded like both timeless and yet totally modern and punk and fresh at the same time. And I think the messaging was just exactly what I needed to recognize that I could become a rock and roll artist, you know. I could take my Neil Young songs that I played on guitar, you know, at 14 or 13 and do something with it. And you know, within a couple of years, I had my first punk rock band. So it just touched me, and I loved the song.
Music is the common thread that we all have, you know, and it's amazing what it does for us. We all have those memories, and we all have the way that it influenced us.
Yes.
So thank you, Linda, for talking about that. From Cabretta, this is Mink DeVille, and a great song. This is She's So Tough, WMFO. So rock and roll. So rock and roll. Great pick. Mink DeVille, She's So Tough from 1977's Cabretta record. Thank you, Linda.
My pleasure.
That was awesome. I remember Mink DeVille because when I was in college, I was interning at WBCN, and I knew about the relationship between he and Oedipus. They were like really good friends and hung out all the time. So we heard a lot of Mink DeVille back then.
Nice.
And, you know, so it's a nice memory to hear that.
That's awesome. I actually got to see Oedipus last night. What an honor to be in his presence. Warren Zanes did a reading at Joyce Linehan's about his new book about Nebraska. And it was really special to chat with those guys. You know?
Yep. He's back in town. He's not always here. But I remember when we saw Rick Berlin, he was there too, and I saw him.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's always nice to connect with him. All right, at 10:37 in the morning, we've got a couple more picks to do. Two from Richard. Let's talk about these songs a little bit. We have artists. The first one is Kevin Ayers, and the second one is The Move. Let's start with Kevin. Richard, talk about Shouting in a Bucket Blues and what that means to you and why you picked that.
Well, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to plug a couple of artists from the early 70s that I've been kind of obsessed with for my entire life. It hasn't really helped either their popularity in America at all that much. But Kevin Ayers in particular, he was a founding member of the Fabulous Soft Machine, which is kind of a seminal jazz rock band from the late 60s with his partner Robert Wyatt, who went on to an illustrious career in the kind of art rock scene. This particular song is from his album Banana More,
right.
As in love of banana. I hear bananas are really good
for
your facial complexion.
Yeah.
you know. Right. So Shouting in a Bucket Blues, you know, his songs relate to all of us, and that's one thing we all know the feeling of, that shouting in a bucket thing. So I'd say let's take it away.
All right. And we also have a band called The Move.
Right.
And a cool song called Brontosaurus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Roy Wood deserves to be known for something other than a Christmas hit. Because, you know, he's one of the most, he's just one of the great godlike figures of rock and roll, in my estimation. People don't realize he had something like 20 top five UK singles, 3 UK number ones in that era, with a number of different bands. He's co-founder of Electric Light Orchestra with Jeff Lynne.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes, yeah.
Neat.
He came up with the ELO symphonic rock with strings kind of idea. Hmm. And you hear a lot of the roots of that within the Move music. So Brontosaurus, you know, it's just we all did the Brontosaurus as youngsters, and so that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. All right, at 10:39 in the morning, let's hear Richard's great picks. Start with Kevin Ayers and Shouting in a Bucket Blues, followed by The Move and Brontosaurus, and we'll be back and talk after that. And exciting, we're going to debut on Boston Radio your new single.
Yes.
All right, this is WMFO. We'll be back in a few.
Get too drunk and feel so goddamn low. I have no place to go, no one to turn to. I think about your loving arms, where I'd like to be, but it's selfish as can be, and I know it. And if I'm sorry for myself, I'm sorry for you too, 'cause I'm the same as you, and I'm burning. So I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Oh, listen to them shout. I love you, 'cause that would be a lie. I can only say I try, and you know it. Love is something more and less than words can hope to say. It's something day to day in the life we're living. Lovers come and lovers go, but friends are hard to find. Yes, I can count all mine on one finger. So I sing for everyone who feels there's a no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Oh, listen to them shout. The distance that's between us, it just never seems to change. There's a whole mountain range of misunderstanding. I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you, or listen to them shout. Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. Oh my goodness. Wow, 10:47 in the morning. You should see us in here. I mean, it's just talk about music lovers being in the same room and discovering stuff from your bandmates and friends.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, I've never heard that first song, for example. Like, never in my life, you know?
Nope.
I'm like, wow, are you kidding me? How good is that?
Richard had those in his back pocket.
Oh, yeah. He's such a wealth. Both of the everybody in the band knows music so much deeper, even. Yeah.
So, Shouting in a Bucket Blues, Kevin Ayers, that was crazy, you know. And I think we have a lot to say about Brontosaurus.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
We hadn't heard that, and that was just so classic rock and roll sound with the T-Rex kind of production and the piano.
Yeah,
Jeff Lynne on piano.
Jeff Lynne.
See, wow. I need to. Okay, so the first one was Shouting in a Bucket Blues from, is it Bannamore or Bananamore?
Bananamore.
Bananamore, all right.
Amour.
And then the record in 1970 from The Move was Looking On, and that was Brontosaurus. We've got to check that out. Everybody out there, check those out. Wow.
Phenomenal. And so influential. You know, you hear both of those songs, I was like, you hear Lou Reed, you hear David Bowie, you hear, you hear that everybody was listening to everybody, just like Bob Dylan listened to Hank Williams. It just keeps going, the flame keeps burning, and we just keep, and that's what I feel about our scene right now, is Todd was so eloquent, but we just keep learning from each other, influencing each other, impacting each other, and putting out great stuff. There's so much good stuff out there.
It was just great. So I may be assuming a little bit too much by saying this, but you guys sort of had an idea hatch about that, about Brontosaurus, and maybe wanting to bring that to the forefront. Is it too early to mention? Because I know you haven't talked to the other party yet, but...
I don't know. Todd Erickson, if you're still listening, we were thinking that would be a sick collab with Holy Smoke and Girl with a Hawk to cover Brontosaurus.
What do you think of that,
yeah,
huh?
Think about
two
it.
Bass players.
Two bass players.
You know.
Yeah.
You'd blow the roof off of any dump you're playing in.
And God knows there will be some dumps in our future.
Yeah, well, that was implied.
But that's
okay. And, yes. All right, 10:50 in the morning, guys. We're doing good on time, and
beautiful.
And we get to debut yet another new single from you guys. This one is called The Romantic, and Linda, you know, usually I'd say, so tell me about the song, but I have what you said, and if you'd be so kind, let me just read what you said, and you can expand on this. This is your song. You wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, and I quote, oh, my old eyes, the romantic is a declaration, a burning flare shot into the vast night sky that says, no matter how many times my heart has been beat up and broken, in spite of divorce and lost loves and longing, I'm still here and I still believe in true love because I've lived it and I know it exists and we should never give up hope for it. At the same time, the song celebrates independence and self-containment and the idea of not settling for an experience that is not worthy or fulfilling. The song holds both ideas at once, that we can feel utterly whole and even happy as a single person, but also be open to love, and that when the time comes and the right person comes into our lives, we will be willing to surrender. That's the thought process behind the song, The Romantic, that we're going to hear. I can't imagine you do, but anything else you want to say about that? Was very, very prolific and gives us a great idea what the song's about.
Yeah, I think that was wordy enough, but...
No, it was great.
Thank you for reading the whole quote. No, just, you know, that song was one of those songs that just came completely whole, and then Richard, you know, and these guys knocked it out of the park, and Richard's production, I think, you know, left it with a lot of space but also power, so I don't want to say too much about it. Let's just play it. Thank you.
Yep. And your bass player on this song.
Yep, this is Lee Harrington. The legend himself. He, you know, as we've said multiple times now, and I'll never get tired of saying it, he gave us our launch. He gave us our wings. We were so lucky to play with him for as long as we did, and he's a very busy man, lots of projects, especially the magnificent Shanghai Lows, and we're very, very happy that we're still such dear friends, and we have an amazing young fella named Daniel Bernfeld, who has stepped into Lee's shoes, and he's phenomenal and super talented and super game, and so we're just flowing right on. So.
Yep, big bass props to both those guys.
Yeah, thank
you. All right, so let's do it. This is Girl with a Hawk and The Romantic, the first time ever on Boston Radio, right here on WMFO.
Yay!
Here we go. There we have it, the debut on Boston Radio from you guys. That was terrific. What a great sounding hooky little song that is.
Thank you
very much.
3 minutes, so Justine was happy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I always like to keep Justine happy.
Me too.
It's a great song. So I guess that's out everywhere that people find great music?
As of yesterday, I don't know where it's sitting, but I also just want to give a quick shout out to Pete Weiss, who is a phenomenal master, producer, musician himself. He plays in the Weissternauts and plays with a lot of different people, but he does our mastering, and he's just really, really talented. And Tamara Gooding, who plays with Gene Dante, a drummer but also a phenomenal engineer, did the engineering on the basics on that and the vocals. So very grateful to the team, you know, that really takes a village to... And I want to make sure we shout out to Nancy Delaney, our phenomenal drummer.
Yep.
You know, who just killed it. And Dan Bernfeld, of course, our new bass player. And Lee, thank you for killing it on this track. It just takes a village, so we're really happy.
Absolutely. We've got some nice comments here on the thread. Our friend Linnea said, tuned in. Hi, Linda, Daniel, and Richard. Rona said,
hey, sweetheart.
Tell Linda and Daniel and Richard I said hi. That's from Rona. My friend Tom Ruprecht said, digging the Brontosaurus. Big, great tone on that guitar. And Terry Montilio.
Yeah.
She gave a nice picture of the horizon and a beach.
Thank you, Terry. Perfect
soundtrack. This is an amazing morning and can attest this is the perfect summer tune.
Aw, you guys.
There you go. So, all right, Girl with a Hawk, thank you so much. We've run out of time.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You are literally
all right.
the best. We
shall do it again anytime
you know
you'd like.
Yeah, we'll be here.
All right, so I think that we're going to have something about the women. Ryan should be here at some point. But until then, I'm going to end with some new noise from a band, another one that I found on Instagram called Modern Alibi. They're young and very power poppy, and I think you'll like it. This was called Silver Spoon. So, as I always say, if they let me, I'll be back in 2 weeks after my vacation at 9 a.m. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Thanks, Girl with a Hawk.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, Todd. Love you guys.
Bye.
I'm selling you. She shines like stars but has a dark side like the moon. I fall apart every time she walks away. Takes her aim, fires nothing but a flame. I wish I knew how to forget all that she said. And just like the essence of a tree, words forever carved in me. Do, do. You never knew. She's always been protected by a silver spoon. Familiar song in her palm where all the boys they sing along. It's a perfume that always lingers in the room. It's just like the essence of a tree, words forever carved in me. Do do. And like the stormy weather lighting up the starry night, cursing all the people as it dances in the sky. They never stop to notice. Do they ever wonder why? Never knew. She's always been protected by a silver spoon. Walks to the rhythm of an all too familiar song in her palm where all the boys they sing along. It's a perfume that always lingers in the room. It's just like the essence of a tree, words forever carved in me. Do do. And like the stormy weather lighting up the starry night,